So one of the things we talk about often on the Accidental Creative Podcast is how your rituals and your rhythms and your practices set you up to be effective as a creative pro. They do. But here's a question we often don't ask. What if your rituals and your rhythms and your practices are actually standing in the way of your creative process? That's what we're going to address today. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host and the author of a bunch of books, including the new book, The Motivation Code, and of course, the book, The Accidental Creative, How to Be Brilliant at a Moment's Notice. So on today's show, we're going to talk about the danger of rituals becoming ruts. This can happen to any of us, and I think we're especially prone to it right now, given that many of us are coming out of a season where we've been especially busy. We've had to develop new ways of doing things. We've probably developed some new rhythms, some new practices, some new ways of going about our day, of structuring our day. The challenge is that for many of us, now our circumstances are changing as we go back to work, as we are re-engaging our life in new ways and go back to work. I mean, physically go back to work, right? We've been working very hard for the last year and a half, most of us. But now we're changing our circumstances again. We're going back to what could be referred to as quote unquote normal. And it's time to revisit the way that we're approaching life and work. So today we're going to talk about that. What does it look like when your rhythms, your rituals, your practices that have been serving you actually become destructive to your creative process? And I'm going to share with you something that I'm going to be sharing with the Daily Creative community at thedailycreative.me here in a couple of weeks, actually. So they're getting a preview of this as well, but I'm actually writing and recording 366 essays that I'm delivering to that community one a day. It's a way to sort of keep you focused, engaged, sort of a daily challenge, a mindset shift, something you can do to make you effective. So if you want to learn more about that, just go to thedailycreative.me. You can figure out how you can be a part of that. But we're going to talk today about the importance of not letting your rituals become ruts. Before we jump in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. So if hire great people is your company's goal, and it should be because talent is critical, you need a plan to make sure it happens fast. Find the right person fast with Indeed Instant Match. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match instantly delivers quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description. You can even invite them to apply right away. And according to Indeed data, candidates you invite are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than those who see it only in search alone. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/creative. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/creative. Indeed.com/creative. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. All right, so here is an upcoming entry from my daily audio essay and podcast called The Daily Creative. Don't let your rituals become ruts. A rut is just a grave with open ends, unknown. I don't know who said it. Do you know who said it? I don't know. I've heard that my whole life. Your rituals exist to serve you, not the other way around. A rut is just a grave with open ends. I remember hearing this phrase growing up, but never fully understood what it meant until I entered the workplace. Like most people, I sat at the same desk, went to the same meetings every week, and had the same conversations about the same problems and issues repeatedly, and tried desperately to break my thinking out of the self-imposed cage I'd unwittingly constructed. That's the thing about it, is that we often construct these cages, and then we live inside of them. However, as I researched what makes contributors and teams effective, I discovered that most of the people I studied also had routines and regular rhythms that defined their days, and that their expectations were not always much different than mine. They also had mandatory meetings, problems to solve that felt more like irrelevant nuisances, and difficulty focusing on the work they deemed most critical. What was different in many cases wasn't the physical circumstances, but the mindset that they brought to them. They were able to see beyond the activities and focus on intent and desired outcome. They refused to allow their rituals to become ruts. And that's when I learned that a ritual is a rail, not a magic formula. And this is the critical point for us today. A ritual is a rail, not a magic formula. A ritual channels our focus, channels our energy, channels our time in the right ways toward desired outcomes. But over time, our circumstances change. Our desired outcomes change. Things in our life shift, and yet often our rituals and our practices don't shift along with them. Simply changing your circumstances or your productivity system can inject a measure of energy into your work and give you a boost for a short while, but that increase in output will be short-lived if you aren't committed to an outcome. Your systems and rituals exist to serve the outcome you're trying to achieve. They are not an end in and of themselves, but they're a set of guide rails to help you channel your energy toward your goals. There's no magic bullet for creativity or productivity. Listen, there are only tendencies and rhythms. If you deeply understand the outcomes you're committed to achieving, a set of defined rituals can actually help you achieve them, which is great. That's what we want to do. We build practices, we build rhythms, we build rituals to help us achieve an outcome, right? So you want to think more deeply. Building a ritual and a practice of study in your life can be very helpful. But if it becomes rote and you're not really studying things that are helping you explore new areas, explore your curiosity, think in new ways, connect new kinds of dots, then it's just a rote ritual. It's not actually helping you to just sit down and read a book unless the book itself or the objective is closely aligned with your ultimate objective, which is to grow yourself, to think more deeply, to connect deeper dots. So there's no magic bullet. There are only tendencies and rhythms, but you have to have a clear through line for your work. And if you don't, no system is going to save you. So I want you to consider, because I know if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you have some rituals. If you read my books, you know that's a very important part of them, establishing practices, establishing rituals. I want you to stop today and think about the rituals and rhythms in your life. I want you to think about the way that you go about your days. And truthfully, probably you, like me, have seen that your rituals and your rhythms have changed over the last year plus. As we've been walking through this pandemic, we've had to adapt to new ways of doing work, new ways of thinking about what work even is, where those boundaries are. And we've probably had to set up new ways of approaching that work so that we can achieve the outcomes that we're trying to achieve. However, now those circumstances are beginning to shift again. Expectations are changing for many of us, and we're moving into a new mode of work. And so we have to rethink those practices and those rhythms. So here are a couple of questions I want to challenge you to consider today as you think about the rituals, the practices that are in your life right now, because they have to adapt with the season that you're in. Number one, what outcome are you trying to achieve today? What outcome are you truly committed to today? What is it you're really trying to do? What problem are you actually solving? And I'm not just talking about your work necessarily. I'm talking about the overall outcomes you're trying to achieve in your life. Do you understand what you're navigating toward right now? As you think about your life as a whole, the portfolio of activities that comprise your daily work, quote unquote work, the places where you're adding value, your responsibilities, your area of influence, what are the outcomes that you are navigating toward right now in your life? How are you steering your life towards certain desired outcomes? What does that look like for you? Okay, so what outcome are you trying to achieve? Number two, how can your routines and rituals better be channeled to help you achieve it? So, what do you need to do consistently every single day in order to navigate you toward those desired outcomes? What do I mean by this? I mean, okay, so if there's a specific goal that you're trying to achieve, a long-term goal that you're trying to achieve, whether it's through your work, maybe it's in your career, maybe it's in your family, what everyday ritual can you build in as a step each day in the direction of achieving that goal? What does that look like? If you want to lose weight, which I know many people have put on weight during COVID, if you want to lose weight, the only way you're going to do it is by committing to a daily process of exercise, of monitoring what you eat, of monitoring when you eat, all of those kinds of things. We know this, right? It's intuitive. But we often don't think about this when it comes to our creative work, because we think it's just going to get done, or we've done it so often in the past, we forget what it takes to actually accomplish our objectives. So what routines or rituals do you need to have daily, weekly, in order to move you toward those big objectives? What does that look like for you? Okay. And then the third question is this: which routines or rituals are undeniably in the way of your objectives? Maybe they served you yesterday. Maybe they served you last week. Maybe they served you last year, but now things have shifted. Things have changed. And there are certain rituals and routines maybe that are in the way. Maybe you don't need to have coffee with that person you used to have coffee with anymore. Maybe you don't need to have that Zoom meeting that seemed so important 6 months ago, and you thought, wow, we're never going to get rid of this because it's so important, it's so valuable. But now it's just become redundant. It's not necessary anymore, right? What routines and rituals are undeniably in the way of you achieving those outcomes that you're trying to achieve? Because they're clogging your life with unnecessary commitments, or because they're dividing your energy and your focus in a way that's preventing you from channeling it toward the things that really matter. Which routines and rituals are undeniably in the way of your objectives? Okay, so those are the three questions I challenge you to ask this week. Number one, what outcome are you trying to achieve? What is the portfolio of outcomes that you are moving your life and your work toward? Number two, how can routines or rituals be better constructed to help you channel your energy and your focus and your time toward those outcomes? So what do you need to do every day, every week, every month in order to get you toward those objectives? And then number three, which routines or rituals or things that you're doing right now are actually standing in the way of you accomplishing those objectives? I guarantee you there's something that needs to be pruned from your life, from your schedule, so that you can channel more of your focus and your energy toward the outcomes that you're committed to. If we're not careful, our rituals can become ruts. If we're not careful, the things that we do every day that once upon a time were very productive can actually become counterproductive, can actually work against our desired outcomes. Rituals are more than just repetitive behavior. They carve out space to be filled by more substantial activity. They are open ends that facilitate the closing of creative loops. However, don't allow your rituals to become mindless, distracting behavior, or they will drain the focus and energy out of your day. So the big challenge for you this week, friends, listen, please listen very closely. This is important right now. How can you adapt your rituals and rhythms to better serve your goals? Don't let your rituals become ruts. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want more of these kinds of daily essays, you can just visit thedailycreative.me. That's where you can learn how to join our daily creative community. Also, I am about to begin answering questions on the podcast. Would love your question for this show, for the Accidental Creative Podcast. Go to accidentalcreative.com/podcasts to ask your question for the show. You can record a question right there on your phone, on the website, and then maybe your question will be played back and we'll answer it here on the show. I want to make this show what you need the show to be. So I'm looking forward to hearing your questions. Okay. Hey, also would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about today's episode. Feel free to send them to interact@accidentalcreative.com or reach out at accidentalcreative.com. Also, feel free to jump on the weekly email. It's called Three Things. I just send three unique, interesting things every week on Sunday that I think are going to spark new thoughts for you. So check it out at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. The Accidental Creative Podcast is an Airwave Media podcast. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen to more fine shows like this.
You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.